morning. This would be the Big Dumb Show. My name would be Gonzo Greg. That guy would be Don Stuck. And on the newly remodeled and highly fashionable news desk, there's Nicole, lead singer from the Three Chord Orchestra. Thanks for being here, everybody. 317-239-X103. Airtime free. It's #1033 on the Singular Wireless. And as we start off for Wednesday today, they got that spacewalk going on right now. I was just looking up at the TV. They had him. He's floating around out there, and he's got some gadget. He's wrenching on the space shuttle right now.
Is he really?
Yeah, he's hanging out there, I think.
Can you actually see him on the end of the stick?
I didn't see. It was a close-up shot.
Ah.
It was like taken like from his helmet, I think.
Oh.
Yeah.
So he has a helmet.
Like Tony
helmet
Stewart.
Cam.
Yeah, he's got a helmet cam.
Yeah.
They're out there right now. It's,
is that them?
That's them talking.
This is Mission Control Houston, Soichi Noguchi in this view from his helmet camera as he begins to configure tethers to make his way up the P6 solar array truss structure.
Oh, yeah,
the
P6 solar
of the Missy experiment.
Thing.
Do you need a pit?
Science experiment that is housed
do you need
in
a yellow?
Suitcase size package.
Ooh.
Which, when opened,
nice
exposes
pack.
The various samples to the environment of space for data collection on how these material samples
fare. Is that
fare
the play-by-play?
That's the play-by. That's NASA's play-by-play guy. We're doing
Steve
color
Robinson
here.
The procedures to remove the.
You know what ticks me off about this whole thing is when the Russian guys and President Putin over there started kind of bagging on the American space program because your shuttle had a little trouble with your shuttle, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what space program had a space station fall out of the sky?
Yeah, huh? Thing. Where's yours at?
Has your Russian space station outlived its usefulness? Systems gone dormant? Damn thing won't start? Don't put it in the ocean. Put it in the trader. Let's see what they got. Hey, look. Used Russian space station. Low miles. Runs pretty good. Street legal. Short pipes. Need some work, a good cleaning, and a little TLC. Perfect. Hey, I'm calling about your ad for the space station in the trader.
Yepper?
Yeah, I don't need the whole station. I just need parts. My station got hit in the parking lot outside the gun show. Some jackass dinged the right front quarter panel. How's that looking on that station you got?
Well, the whole body's in pretty good shape, but, you know, there is some dry rot.
Well, that's expected. It is a 15-year-old station. Hey, you ain't been jacking with that odometer, have you?
Oh, no. It's got a clean 11 billion miles on it. That's straight highway. Nothing off-road, but I didn't really want to part it out, though. I got it listed for $2 million, OBO. I might trade it for some fishing gear, though.
$2 million. Well, that's a bit more than I was looking to spend.
How about I throw in the snowplow? It's already rigged up. You can throw it on in 5 minutes, make your money back in the wintertime. After plowing the Walmart parking lot with your space station.
Well, now that sounded pretty good.
Why don't you come on up and have a look at her? We'll work out a deal when you get here. You know, I got some old Skylab parts, too. I mean, there's some burn marks on the upholstery, you know, from them unscheduled re-entries. Yeah. But other than that, it's in pretty good shape. Had it out back with a tarp over it, so it should be fine.
Already? Where you at?
Sheridan, Indiana.
Of course.
You take Highway 38 out of Noblesville straight in. Look for the farmhouse with the oil drum, the wagon wheel, and launch pad.
Here's another satisfied customer. It's the trader. It's not just junk, it's space junk.
Gonzo Greg and the Big Dumb Show.
All right, welcome to it. It's Indy's fastest growing, most wildly popular and successful morning radio program ever. My name's Gonzo. That's Don Stuck. Nicole's on the news desk, and we go back live now to outer space.
Okay.
Put the retrieval of the failed rotary joint motor controller later in the spacewalk.
Okay, that's boring as all hell.
Wow.
The dumb show, how you go?
I know, dude, how you go?
I go pretty okay. What's up?
Hey, instead of all the space and stuff fixing the space station, why the hell put the damn duct tape on it and call it a day? Jesus Christ.
Well, you know what? I think that's what they are doing. They are putting duct tape on it.
Just get a NASCAR mechanic up there.
It'll
be done in
10 minutes. That's right. All it needs new tires.
The Big Dumb Show.
Hey, buddy. This is the Big Dumb Show.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy. What are you doing? My name's Gonzo. That's Don Stuck. Nicole's in here on the news desk this morning. Nicole is the lead singer for the Three Chord Orchestra with two big shows this weekend. Friday night at Peppers and Broad Ripple. Then a Saturday on the Miller Lite Party Deck.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. That's in Turn 4 at Indianapolis Motor Speedway for qualification day for the Brickyard is Saturday.
Yeah, we want you well rested for this weekend, so let's go ahead and get you up at 4 a.m. every day this week. And
don't practice.
Right.
No rehearsals.
Rehearsal? We'll have an opportunity for you later this morning to win tickets so you can be on the Miller Lite Party Deck with the Big Dumb Show and the Three Chord Orchestra Saturday out at the track. Your chance to win is coming up. In the meantime, feel free to join us on the program, 317-239-X103 or airtime free, #1033 on the Singular Wireless. A couple of things. I did mention that it is, again, a no-zone action day today. It's one of those days where you're not supposed to stop and fill up your gas tank or whatever. And you know what's interesting is that I think the oil companies are trying to help out.
Yeah.
With the No Zone Action Day by
absolutely.
Overnight raising the gas price from about $2.02 a gallon
yeah.
to about $2.50 a gallon.
Yeah, overnight.
Overnight.
Hey, no problem. Not filling up today.
Yeah,
thanks.
It's not going to happen. Appreciate that. Big Dumb Show, how you go?
You said this is what, the 11th Ozo Action Day or something like that?
I think it is 11th one so far this year.
Well, you know what's great is that I work for a company. We mow yards and landscape and all day long, and during this landscaping, obviously during the mowing, we're mowing and constantly filling up our gas tanks and running all this exhaust. And during landscape, we've got these some Bobcats and John Deere's that we use that are pretty high power diesel.
Yeah,
out.
Sure.
We just let them run because they're diesel. It hurts the starter, so put all that exhaust out. So. Thought I'd call and let you know that because I don't care about that.
Yeah, you'll be doing your part.
When you put the hammer down on that throttle on that diesel, all that smoke come pouring out.
Wow.
That's right. it actually kind of
smells good too.
Oh so. Yeah.
After a while, you get used to it.
Yeah, you kind of start to
that's
like
right.
it.
You start
that's
to
right.
want it.
It's like your cologne. Hey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I start smelling in my sleep. So it's good. So.
You know what? I don't blame you guys mowing and all that stuff for the ozone problem. Clearly, this can all be traced directly back to Kip Winger using too much hairspray in the 90s. That's
yeah.
why we don't have any ozone. Get your Winger t-shirt there yet, Don?
No, the guy wants too much for shipping.
Well, I thought you were going to get a different one.
I'm
trying. There's
got
to be another one out there.
Yeah, I'm going to get one for X-Fest.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, everybody.
Please, wear your Winger shirt to X-Fest, Don.
The Big Dumb Show.
Hey, wait a minute.
Indy's fastest growing, most wildly popular and successful morning radio program ever. This would be the Big Dumb Show. My name is Gonzo Greg. Don Stuck's right there. Nicole's on the news desk, and you can always join us. It's 317-239-X103 or airtime free, #1033 on the Singular Wireless. Now, there's a number of reasons why that those numbers are important, and mainly is the fact that we have another opportunity for you to get with us on the Miller Lite Party Deck.
Oh, my God.
This is a deck. Now, imagine, if you will, a deck built solely for the purpose of partying. And imagine it at the center of where partying happens at Indianapolis Motor Speedway.
The fourth turn, baby.
That'd be turn four. Yeah, qualification day for the Brickyard is Saturday. The three-chord orchestra will be on stage on the Miller Lite Party Deck. And we want to party with you, dude.
I've been here my entire life, and we played, three-chord orchestra played on that deck on 500 day, race mm-hmm. day. It was the best 500 day I've ever had in my life. What a blast. So now we'll do it again.
Yeah, that's the first time I've ever been to the 500. And
yeah,
was,
what a way to
that
go,
was
man.
A great, that was a great D of flowering for
yeah.
me, shall I say.
Man, this place is as great as I say it is. go to threechordorchestra.com and you can see some photos.
There's a lot of bad behavior happening on the party.
The actual finished photo is great. We're laying in a sea of empty Miller Lite cans.
Awesome.
Very nice.
There was a lot of beer consumed that day.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So we're going to try it again, and we want you to be there if you have the qualifications for the job.
It is qual day.
Yeah, yeah. It's qualification, so you have to qualify to get on the party deck with us. 317-239-X103, airtime free, #1033 on the Singular Wireless. Call if you have what it takes to party with us on the Miller Lite Party Deck.
Gonzo Greg and the Big Dumb Show.
Big Dumb Show, everybody. Hello! What are you doing? You filthy little monkey. My name's Gonzo. That's Don Stuck. Nicole's there, and you can be here too. 317-239-X103 or airtime free, #1033 on the Singular Wireless. How you go?
I go good. How you go?
I go, all right. Who's this?
Tom Green.
All right, Tom, and where are you calling us from?
Right now, dropping over to I live in Pineville, going in that town.
Man, you know what? We can get better cell phone calls from the friggin' space shuttle.
That's what I'm just saying, man. Yeah. You need to get that space shuttle connection fixed.
But regardless, I'm curious about your qualifications for partying.
Okay, what do I have to be? I like to drink.
Well, that's one.
I like to dance around a whole bunch of women.
Sure.
Yeah. I can bring one.
Ooh. All right, Nick. Kids. Here's a prime example of how not to win tickets to the Miller Lite Party Deck.
Boom.
The Big Dumb Show.
It's hard.
On the web at BigDumbShow.com.
Oh, my God.
This is the Big Dumb Show, everybody. Some Green Day right there. Donna was in Hot Topic yesterday. Got a whole bunch of really cool Green Day t-shirts.
Really?
Yeah, it'll go good with your Winger t-shirt. Maybe, you know, get you a Green Day t-shirt. Don't be so jealous about the Winger shirt. I mean, no. If you want me to get you one when I get mine,
right.
Then I will.
No, that's we were in there.
You got me a bottle of tequila that was pretty expensive. Right. I can get you, you know, least I can do.
Well, you were talking about your briefcase is busted, right?
Yes.
So you're talking about getting one of those man bags.
It's not a man bag. Yeah. So I've always carried a briefcase, you know. Always carried a briefcase. I get them at the truck stop there at Mount Comfort Road, and they're about $19.
You buy briefcases at a truck stop?
Oh, yeah. That's where all the executives get their briefcases.
That's right.
Yeah.
Hi, how you doing there? I'm a crawl dad. I'm a flip-flop. There you go. So there you go. There's a lot of cool guys in there.
What the hell did you just say?
He's talking like he's on the CB.
It's CB. That's my handle.
That's how you on the CB.
You need a handle.
No.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Nicole's handle. Let me see.
Oh, for the CB?
Yeah, we'll get that later.
Okay.
So I'm getting I'm getting the... yeah, no, let me write that down so we don't forget.
Like in the next lifetime.
Yes. So you get the briefcase there. They're $20. They look nice. They look leather-ish.
But you don't want to... So you're not going to get a new briefcase?
They don't last for some reason.
So you're going to get the man bag.
It's not a man bag. I need something like a briefcase with a shoulder strap on it. So I can carry stuff. I got a lot of stuff in my hands when I'm coming in here in the morning.
You know what you need to do?
44-ounce drink.
So he can strap on his man bag.
It's not a strap on.
You need to get him one of those designer knockoff ones.
Like a Prada or a...
Yes.
I can't walk around the Plainfield rest stop with a Prada man bag.
Yeah, you need to do that.
Is that a man bag?
I know a couple of websites. Might have to get you one of those.
Okay. So they do have what they call messenger bags. They got some at Hot Topic.
Messenger. Bag.
Yeah, you could get like a My Chemical Romance messenger bag to go. You could wear that with your Winger t-shirt.
Prada makes a messenger bag.
They do?
They sure do.
Oh, a messenger bag? I don't know. Is that okay?
And fake Prada makes a messenger bag. Oh, yeah.
A messenger bag.
Sure. Uh-huh.
That's all right?
Yeah.
It's not great, a man
Don.
Bag?
No, it is. We're just calling it something different.
No, I want a briefcase with a strap on it.
A strap-on.
No!
Big Dumb Show. Hey, let's find somebody to party with us on the Miller Lite Party next Saturday. Big Dumb Show, how you go?
Hey, I go hooked up to a state-ordered GPS system.
Hey, cool.
All over a damned old woman, even, I've been dry for about 2 weeks. I posted bail, and they kept me in the jail for another 5 days. So I'm real thirsty. I need to be drinking.
I bet. Now, if you come out to the Miller Lite Party Deck, are you going to have that thing on still?
Well, I don't want them to find us. I'll tie that to a goat or something. Let them.
Man, this guy's been in the pasture for 2 days.
Put it on the goat and put the goat in the house.
Yeah.
And then they think you're hanging out.
I just need it bad, guys. You know, I'm the guy that called and told you about the cannabis police yesterday.
That's right. Yeah, you had a pretty close encounter with the man.
Well, yeah, I walked right up behind the guy. I'm glad I wasn't growing this year.
Yeah, he sounds like one of us. Congratulations. We're going to see you on the Miller Lite Party Deck Saturday.
It's here,
qualification day at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway for the Brickyard. Nice job.
Thank you, sir.
And now, News 3 News. Check this out.
Sorry, I'm in the middle of looking at a...
are you looking at man bags for Dawn?
Yeah, a Prada-style messenger bag.
Uh-huh. You know, my briefcase, you know what I've got in it? I've got I got a few things that I need here every day.
Sure.
But then there's also my checkbook and my keys.
Right.
And it's like a purse.
It is. That's why you need a man bag.
Well, I've got the one for you here. Sadly, it's very popular and it's all sold out.
Is it sold out?
I'll have to find another site that sells them. Yeah. Yeah, I'll get on that for you, Don.
Well, I want something useful. I don't want any gay stuff.
Right.
You know. Yeah, see?
Like your man bag.
Well, don't spend any money on something that I'm not going to use.
Get your man bag and head for Talbot Street.
Anything that you wear that says Prada is very manly.
Oh, yeah.
Take my word for it.
Okay. Uh-huh. Super masculine. Right.
Prada's like spark plugs and stuff.
For sure.
It's up there with Aqua Velva.
Oh, uh-huh. Yeah.
Today is the day that the shuttle is being repaired by shuttle astronaut.
Yeah, they're out
Stephen
there
fixing
it right now. He's out there floating around.
He's floating around right now.
Should we go to the hookup?
I tried to get some updates.
Let's get the play-by-play from NASA right now.
The gap fillers used to buffer the sensations experienced
we
through the
can't shuttle get away from this gap thing.
System.
We've been talking about it all week.
To prevent excessive chattering of the tiles as the orbiter demonstrates performance on the solid rocket boosters. They are not used as a thermal barrier during entry.
Man, this guy didn't stop.
I tell you what, NASA, you really need to maybe think about getting Madden in there to do the play-by-play.
Oh, yeah.
So what you need is you put your tiles in boom. Yeah. And boom.
You don't get the dangler thing off of there, and then it comes back in, it gets too hot, and the space shuttle goes boom.
Boom.
To about 2,500 degrees Fahrenheit during peak heating of entry.
How much?
And the desire is to maintain a contoured, smooth aerodynamic.
It is. That's what I'm talking about.
Man, this guy goes on and on about nothing forever.
He sounds like a traffic reporter I happen to know.
There's your space shuttle news.
Yeah, okay, great.
Midget Football League cheerleader squad mom is upset at Gwen Stefani.
What?
Yeah. After finding out what hollaback means, Marie Burton, mother of one of the girls, was outraged. Apparently, she went to some friends of her daughter's and asked, you know, what's this hollaback lyric?
Oh, you mean from the Gwen Stefani?
Hollaback girl.
Hollaback girl?
Yep.
Yeah, I don't fully understand that either, to be quite honest.
Well, if you were to go to urbandictionary.com, you'll find several definitions for the hollaback
term. Okay, all right.
Ranging from a cheerleader who hollas back to back commands to other cheerleaders.
Like, ready? Let's go!
Okay!
All right, exactly.
Right, that's
what it means.
But it's more closely identified to a promiscuous female who waits on calls from past dates. So it's kind of like a booty call.
It's like a booty call thing.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what? I'm really disappointed. Our Clear Channel supercomputer does not contain the hollaback song. As close as we get is, let's see. We get Holy Diver from Dio.
Ooh. Yeah. Here we go.
Holy Diver!
Yeah, let this roll.
That guy's like 2 feet tall, and he's always,
hi, I'm Ronnie James Dio.
That doesn't sound like Gwen Stefani.
And there's also speculation that Gwen Stefani might be pregnant.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes.
No.
Gavin, no!
Dumbass.
A celebrity gossip website has posted photos of Gwen Stefani and husband Gavin Rossdale leaving a medical clinic in Los Angeles last week. And the reason for the speculation is the site suggests that since her normally flat stomach has a bump,
she
might be pregnant.
She's got the bump, so bump, obviously, she's
pregnant.
It's
not that she maybe went and have a checkup, and maybe she was eating too many pizzas.
She hasn't been on the road for a while.
She said she likes to eat.
Right, sure.
No, it's she's pregnant.
Well, yeah, of course she is. That's, you know what? That ruins it for everybody because, quite frankly, and this is one of the things that I'm waiting for science to get their act together on, and that's the Gwen Stefani sex robot. First of all, I don't know what the holdup is.
Have you seen the hollaback video? I was just on. I was checking it out yesterday.
I've seen it,
God, she is so hot.
She's got ponytails on, and she's wearing a cheerleader outfit.
Really?
Yeah.
God.
She's doing the whole ready.
Let's
go.
Okay.
She's just the best.
Oh, Mickey, you're so funny.
Yeah.
It's kind of like that, actually.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's top 10 for me. Don, is she on top 10?
I like it. I don't know if she's top 10, but she's
way
up there.
How could she not be top 10?
I don't even want to know what's on his top 10.
God, yeah.
Isn't Lindsay Lohan one of them?
I like the old Lindsay Lohan before they Hollywooded her.
Oh, God, I saw a video for Lindsay Lohan yesterday.
This is a guy.
And Herbie the Love Bug was in it.
Yeah, well, you're talking to a guy who wants a man bag. Obviously, his top 10 list of hot chicks is going to be screwed up.
No.
Is Gwen on your top 10 list, Nicole?
Yes.
Huh? She's too cute.
Well, now, wait
too
a minute.
Cute.
No. Like old Gwen Stefani. No doubt, wearing a bindi and in the plaid punk pants with her, flat stomach and all that. Tight tank top?
Yes.
Come on, you want her.
Yes.
Stop it.
Yes.
God!
Come
look,
on!
You know, I'll admit to the Angelina Jolie thing because she's kind of, you know,
well, she's
freaky
on the,
and crazy.
Right.
And she's kind of got like, she's got this ambiguous, you know, manly thing going on. So there's some attractiveness there. But
yeah, but Gwen Stefani.
Really, no, she's cute.
Hello?
I like it.
All right.
News desk, come in. Over.
Now, what's it going to take for you to stop talking about this?
Just say yes.
A simple yes?
Yeah.
Yes.
She wants it.
Oh, yeah.
She wants it.
Okay.
You're such a pervert, Don. I'm getting you the man bag.
It's not gay, right?
Right. It's totally not gay. It's very manly.
No, maybe I'll get you a Chanel one.
A Chanel?
Oh, that's even more
not
manly.
Prada?
Yeah.
I want to make sure this thing's not... Does Prada have a NASCAR?
Yes.
Yes, okay. They do.
Who's driving it this weekend?
This is the Big Dumb Show. Online at BigDumbShow.com or call us 317-239-X103. Airtime free, #1033 on the Singular Wireless.
Ready to go,
oh, wow. The Big Dumb Show.
317-239-X103, airtime free. It's #1033 on the Singular Wireless. How you go?
Hey, guys.
Hey, it's Larry, the ticked off Colts fan with a really bad speech impediment.
Hi.
What are you doing?
Just sitting here giving you guys calls.
Okay, that's great.
Damn.
Larry's the only guy in the world that has a car with windshield wipers on the inside. Yeah. Hey, so are you excited about the big preseason game in Japan?
I got invited to go to Japan, but they said there's too many S's over there to say.
Right.
And they said there's no way that I could get on the plane.
I want to go to the Japanese samurai seat.
Larry, do you by any chance drive a Suzuki?
No, it's Mitsubishi.
Mitsubishi. Dumb show. This will be the Big Dumb Show, everybody. Gonzo, Greg, Don Stuck, Nicole's on the news desk, and you can be on to 317-239-X103, airtime free, #1033 on the Singular Wireless. Hey, how you go?
Hey, I go sore this morning. How you go?
Sore?
Yeah, I decided I'd try the old rodeo that Don said.
Yeah, it's called the rodeo, man. You take the wife from behind and then kind of lean up and say, man, you do this almost as good as your sister, and then hold on!
That's what I did.
It's a rodeo!
Damn!
And I'm no rodeo guy.
Apparently not.
I didn't do it very good.
She's a bucking and a kicking.
See, that's one of those terms that only guys, like Nicole's sitting here over here, I don't know what the rodeo is. What's the rodeo?
You guys have so much class.
There's a whole list of those things. You know, there's a variety of bizarre sexual acts with a variety of names.
Oh, yeah.
I'm
the
sure
best.
There are. Are you going to share those with us?
There's steamers and Sanchez's and...
I don't know.
all those.
Yeah.
Big Dumb Show. On the web at BigDumbShow.com.
Big Dumb Show.
All right, here it is. Indy's number one morning alternative. Gonzo Greg, Don Stuck, Nicole's on the news desk, and it's important that you call. 317-239-X103 or airtime free, 1033 on the Singular Wireless dial, #1033 to get through. How you go?
Hey, you're talking about things that guys know, the little things we know.
That the women don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Don't want to know.
The ladies, they don't understand.
Let me guess, he's got something to share.
We can't talk about it for a variety of reasons. One is that since Janet Jackson, you can't talk about anything on the radio. And second of all, we would be breaking the confidence, from the guy club. We'd all be thrown out of the guy club for revealing the secret.
Yeah.
Well, that's understandable. I have to be vague.
Vague?
Vague, okay.
Okay.
Kids don't understand much, so that'll be all right.
Do you know about the Arabian eye goggle?
Ooh. I'm hanging up now.
Big Dumb Show.
Hey, Big Dumb Show. It's you just stepped in a big pile of show. Show.
Man.
My name's Gonzo. That's Don. Cole's on the news desk this morning. Phones are open. 317-239-X103. Airtime free. #1033 on the Singular Wireless. Not a lot of people that really want to hear from you at this hour of the morning.
Nobody.
Apart from us. That's pretty much it. Yeah. Big Dumb Show. Good morning. How you go?
I qualify to a party on the party day.
Do you have the qualifications? Do you have what it takes? I mean, this is hallowed ground. This is turn four at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway.
Yeah. Because it's one time in Knoxville I was partying.
Yeah.
I blacked out.
woke up in bed with some chick.
Yeah.
And then I realized I was in Atlanta, Georgia.
Wow.
3.5 hours away from where I was.
And it wasn't a chick.
And it was a man, baby.
Wow. And now, Big Dumb News.
All 309 people on an Air France jet survived a dramatic runway crash by sliding down escape chutes from the burning plane and scrambling up a ravine during a violent thunderstorm.
Man, those inflatable ramps look great, don't
Whee!
They? Yeah. Can I go back up? And
I want to go again.
One more time?
Uh-huh.
The plane skidded off the runway at Toronto's Pearson International Airport after landing at around 4 p.m. Tuesday in a heavy rainstorm accompanied by lightning and strong winds.
There's pictures of the thing. It's burned to the ground. I mean, it's broken in half. It's burned up completely, and everybody got out.
Yeah. The Air France says 22 people were treated for minor injuries. Toronto's airport authority puts the number at 43, but there were no deaths.
Everybody got out.
Yeah, it was an Airbus A340.
Yeah, they say they were circling the airport for a while because the weather was so bad.
Yeah,
and
right.
They were circling and circling, and they finally went in, and they came in for the landing.
Yep.
And everybody was so tired of being on the plane. Everybody's like, yay! And then it went in the ditch.
Hey, we're getting hit by basketball-sized hail.
Hail,
here.
Yeah. There was a guy driving by the airport. He's on the way to the airport to pick somebody up, and he says he couldn't believe how awful it was out.
Hail. And the rain was absolutely incredible. I don't think I've ever seen a hail and rain come down so hard in my life.
Hey, so let's land the plane!
Yeah. Let's go ahead and stick it in. It'll be fine.
You're not afraid?
It not only is it amazing that nobody on board the plane died, but it's amazing that nobody was hurt on the ground because it pretty much crashed right next to the busiest highway in Canada.
Yeah, I was looking at the pictures of it. The highway's right next to the runway.
That's going to cause big traffic delays this morning.
Yes, thank you, traffic.
In Canada.
Saddam's trial is going to be on TV, it looks like.
What?
Yep.
Like, it's going to be televised? Like OJ?
Awesome!
Oh, yeah!
Iraqi National Security Advisor... something Rubai said yesterday.
That's why we need that terror alert signal, you know?
As soon as you hear that.
The guy's name that I just said.
Right, that guy.
said yesterday that Saddam Hussein's trial will be shown live on television.
Man, this is going to be great. Not since the juice have we had some.
Hi, this is OJ Simpson.
Oh, yeah. How's it going?
Man, we got to get all those guys back, all those correspondents. Greta Van Susteren.
Sure.
Who else was there on there? All the guys.
Yeah.
Maybe you can get an audio bite from Saddam saying that.
Yeah. I know, he's just Saddam Hussein.
Strongly suggest you listen to this station.
Hi, this is OJ Simpson, and I strongly encourage you to keep listening to this station because it rocks.
I'm Saddam Hussein. If I was not in prison, I would gas the Big Dumb Show with chemical weapon.
Thank you.
The Iraqi National Security Advisor told CNN the trial will show the Arab and Muslim world, quote, that this is going to be a fair, just trial with a defense counsel in there, with a proper prosecuting counsel as well there.
Come on, sidebar!
Yeah,
let's rock!
There we go. Judge Ito! We gotta get Judge Ito in there!
And Jay Leno's gonna have the dancing Saddams. I can't wait.
No date has been set for the trial. Mm. However, the first charges were filed against him earlier this month over the 1982 killing of 143 residents.
Cato, Marsha Clark.
All the greats.
And great.
The phenomenon of drunk dialing.
Oh, yeah. Don't drink and dial.
It happens.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody has decided to help you out
of
that situation or the chance that it could happen.
Oh, that you could do it.
Yes. It is a self-protective service.
It is tempting. I mean, we spend a considerable amount of time at the Red Garter.
Yes.
Having a few cocktails.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you have such exuberance that you need to tell your buddies, dude, have got to see the ass on this chick.
I am so excited right now.
Well, it's not in the United States yet. It's in Australia, and it's being offered by Virgin Mobile. It's a service blocking certain pre-chosen numbers from the danger of a late-night dial by blocking them from being dialed until 6 a.m. the following morning.
Oh, okay, so you could put, like, your ex-girlfriend
girlfriend.
Who exactly.
broke your heart in there so you won't... I miss you so much.
So it's like, it's not like the typical call blocking. It's blocking you.
It's blocking you from calling.
Don, can we put a rally chicken blocker on your phone?
Ah, yeah. When me and my ex-wife were in our getting divorced, but not divorced yet.
Yeah.
I get pretty drunk after gigs.
Did you call her?
Yeah. I want to come over. Maybe we can patch things up for a few minutes.
I want you to meet this Sanchez guy. These goggles I want you to try out.
Ever heard of the rodeo?
There's your news. Get it anytime you want it. The website is bigdumbshow.com.
It's a Big Dumb Show.
Here it is. It's Indy's number one morning alternative, The Big Dumb Show. And my name's Gonzo Greg. That's Don Stuck. Nicole's over there on the news desk. And, you know, as Indy's number one morning alternative, you probably know this if you spend any time listening to the program. We're big fans of the Johnny Cash.
Oh, he's the best. Uh-huh. He's not on the top 10 list, but we got to fix that.
We ought to put them. We're going to update the list. And Johnny,
top 10 coolest guy list.
Yep, Johnny Cash is definitely going to be on the list of the top 10 coolest guys of all time.
I don't know who's cooler, honestly.
Mm-hmm. So have an opportunity to talk to a legendary songwriter who I believe has written songs for Mr. Cash, the man in black himself, as well as big hot rockin' hits like Butt Ugly Slut.
Oh, that's the best.
I say we're going to jump on the phone with Roger Allen Wade's on with us right now. Roger, how are you?
Good morning, guys. How y'all doing?
Doing good, man. I appreciate you taking time to be on the radio with us this morning.
Man, thanks for having me. I sure do appreciate it.
Now, it's kind of early. Now, you're not calling from Hollywood or anything like that, are you?
No, from Chattanooga, Tennessee.
All right.
Well, that's good. I didn't want you, go selling out and all that,
Just coming to, man. We was at the old ball game last night and had too many of them beers in.
Uh-huh. All right, so now here's the thing. Roger Allen Wade got the new album out. The album's called Liquored Up, and it's chock full of down home goodness. and
bring a tear to a glass eye.
Oh, it sure does. But the interesting bit of trivia is you've been writing country music like what, forever?
Man, about my whole adult life, I was too lazy to work and too nervous to steal, so I just got into hillbilly music. Ended up getting some people to record some of them songs, and got Johnny Cash and Waylon Jennings and George Jones and Willie Nelson and some of them people, Hank Williams Jr.
Sure.
And just got real fortunate at that. Then was out visiting with my cousin Johnny Knoxville.
Now, see, this is where it gets interesting. It's like
now all of our listeners went, what?
Yeah, so yeah, Johnny Knoxville's your cousin?
Yes, sir, my first cousin. And we was out at his house, and we got loaded and let the four track rip, and then we came up with our new album. He started a record label for it and everything.
They invented the record label so they could put this thing out.
Well, we're drinking enough. We might as well start as a record label.
Sounds like a great idea.
Write some songs. And,
if you go to his website, Don, you'll be happy to know he's actually opened for the Allman Brothers.
Really?
Wow.
Oh, we love the brothers.
Oh yeah.
One of the best live bands there is, Gonzo.
Now, is there some? There's some bands. Banjo playing on this record, is there not?
There is some fine banjo playing. I think Sam Farrar from the band Phantom Planet was playing the banjo.
Are you kidding me? Really?
Yeah, he helped us produce it and everything. And we ran out of gas on the way to the liquor store, and they waited on us. And Sam had his banjo with him, so we just kicked it off.
That's great. Well, Don, our traffic reporter over here, he fancies himself a banjo expert.
Yeah, I've been knocking out the banjo for a long time.
Yeah, Roger, he sucks.
No,
he totally sucks.
No.
Yes, he does.
Then.
I'd love to be on your next album, so go ahead and get a hold of me, and I can come down. I've played for Garbage, Oleander, a number of big artists, but
sure.
I'm having a humidity problem with my banjo right now. It won't play.
I don't think
it won't play right.
I don't think it's the humidity.
It's a humidity.
Indianapolis is famous
for banjo destroying.
I think
humidity.
It's the banjo operator is really the problem.
No.
Now, Roger, you got a banjo or anything there? You got anything you want to play for us this morning?
Man, I got my niece's guitar.
All
mine's
right.
Mine's in hock right now, but I got my niece's.
Well, if you want to play for us, we'd be happy to listen.
Man, can we do the BB gun song?
I love the BB gun song.
Oh, I didn't want to get nobody in no trouble, and there's really no cussing on here. It's just a little bit crass.
Uh-huh.
Are we clear? Is it cool?
Yeah, we're good to go. Let her rip, man. This is I think this is a sentiment we've all shared with somebody at one time.
All right.
This is about my ex-mother-in-law. She looked like Hollywood comedian Buddy Hackett. I'm going to put the phone down here and make sure you can, I hope you can hear it.
Oh, it'll be fine. Yeah, just let her rip.
You'll be better off if you can. But here it goes. And if you...
So just hum a little banjo part to it. Here goes nothing, right. Boys. I'd like to shoot you in the ass with BB gun. Lay there in the tall grass and laugh at what I've done. Yeah. Put a blood blister upon each bun. I'd like to shoot you in the ass with BB gun. I'd love to rub your toothbrush on a sick monkey's butt and give your home phone number to some perverted nut and tell everybody what you really weigh. And then just for fun, I'd like to shoot you in the ass with a BB gun. Sing it! I'd like to shoot you in the ass with a BB gun. Lay there in the tall grass and laugh at what I've done. Oh, and put a blood blister upon each bun. I'd like to pop you right square in your big ass with a Red Ryder BB gun.
Yeah, nice job. Roger Allen Wade with us on the Big Dumb Show this morning.
That is outstanding.
You know, it's funny you should play that song, Roger, because Don here is just talking about his ex-wife.
Yeah!
That's a long-distance dedication. Roger, it's a pleasure to talk to you. Good to meet you. The album is called Liquored Up. That's another fine song on the album, too, along with the Butt Ugly Slut, which are, I think, destined for greatness. Roger, since he's your cousin, Johnny Knoxville, got the movie. Is it a big movie coming out this weekend?
We just went to the premiere here a couple of days ago, and it's a smash.
It's going
to
be good.
Dukes of Hazzard.
Dukes of Hazzard. Now, I imagine you must have been a fan of the TV show back in the day, right?
I got it all on videotape, man.
Not none of that crazy DVD thing. That'd be stupid.
I'm going to watch some of them now.
All right, Roger Allen Wade on the Big Dumb Show. Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Andy.
Take care. Look for the album in your favorite record store or online, or pick it up. You will enjoy it. This is coming from me, and I'm not generally a fan of the country music. Apart
that
from
was great.
Johnny Cash, but there it is. Yeah, Roger Allen Wade, Liquored Up. This is the Big Dumb Show. Still ahead on the program later this morning. We're going to be talking to Playboy Playmate for November 2005. She's Miss November 2005.
Wow.
Her name's Kara, and I'm unclear on her last name.
Don't worry about it.
But who cares?
Gonzo Greg and the Big Dumb Show.
Big Dumb Show, everybody. Hey, hi, what are you doing? Gonzo Greg, Don Stuck, Nicole on the all-new Prada News Desk. Is it Prada or Chanel or what is that?
No. I think you're confusing it with the Prada Traffic Center over there.
Oh, the Prada Traffic Center?
Don Prada's Stuck okay, right?
Oh, it's very
nothing
manly.
Weird about it?
Oh, yeah, it looks good with your man bag.
It's not a man
bag. Oh, I mean your messenger bag.
It's a messenger bag. I don't know, man. Mm-hmm. Just like I said, the Prada got a NASCAR or anything like that?
Oh, yeah,
absolutely. Got a NASCAR?
Yeah, I'm sorry, my mistake. The news desk is all lip service.
Mm.
Yeah, it's all... you
who's
know,
driving
that's
that?
Right.
Yeah, PVC and latex. And
yeah,
it's very hot.
Big
dumb show.
Car?
You go.
I go pissed off and unstable.
Hey, all right, man. How you doing?
I'm pissed, man.
Really, what seems to be the problem today?
Well, I'll tell you. Nicole?
Yes.
Is she there?
Yes.
Are you married?
Yeah.
That depends.
Depends on what you got in mind. I mean, we're all married.
Oh, man. See, that's why, man.
Did I just piss you off?
Yeah, even more.
Yeah, I got a huge crush on Nicole, man.
Oh, thanks.
Maybe if she's married, it makes it more dirty and better.
That's true. That
when's your
true.
Husband coming home? Once he gets done at the NRA meeting.
That's a great dumb show.
Yeah, it's a big heaping helping a big dumb show. My name is Gonzo Greg. I will be your host for the program. As the host, that means I have the super host outfit, you know, with a big cod piece.
Yeah.
And over there, there's my sidekick in crime fighting.
Nice.
That's Don Stuck. He wears a little, like, footy pajamas. Yeah, a little leotard. And on the news desk, Nicole is here from the Three Chord Orchestra. And you can be here too, 317-239-X103. Airtime free, it's #1033 on the Singular Wireless. How you go?
Hey, man, I was thinking about that ozone thing y'all was talking about.
Yeah, because today's an ozone action day.
Yeah, don't breathe or anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, if I put a gasoline in my vehicle before 6 o'clock, that's going to burn up the ozone.
I guess.
I never got that. Maybe people sit there with their engine running or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man, they sent a space shuttle into space with flames coming out the ass end of it. And they're going to blame putting gasoline in my vehicle.
That was shot on an ozone action day.
It was, yeah. It was. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. That thing needs a new muffler.
And they were littering, great big fuel tank falling back into the ocean.
Yeah, they're just dropping things out. I throw a cigarette butt out the window, I get pulled over.
How many seagulls choked on that foam that blew off of that thing? That's the first thing they do is go eating the foam.
And now, News 3 News. Check this out.
Today's the day that shuttle astronaut Stephen Robinson will ride a 58-foot robotic arm to reach the underbelly of Discovery to pull out or cut off tile gap fillers.
Yeehaw! I'm riding the arm! Yeah!
I'm on the arm
Put
now.
It on 11, man! I can handle it!
Who's riding the arm?
I'm on the arm right now!
Actually see the damage. Okay.
He's out there right now.
Yeah, he's out there right now.
Right now, this is live from space.
You ready for GPA? Steve, we stopped just shy. We need to get up another camera view and make sure that we have good clearance before we do it.
Just yeah, get on the arm, man, and ride.
Screwdriver,
get
man.
On your bad motor arm and ride.
The spacewalk, which, as you heard, is going on right now, began at 4:48 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, and it's slated to conclude about 11:48 a.m. Eastern.
Man, that shuttle is a mess. We get the thing with the tiles, right? And then you get the stuff hanging out from the tiles.
Yep.
And now they say there's another thing, another fabric thing by, like, one of the windows.
Really?
That's, like, hanging up.
The windows?
Yeah, and it's, like, blowing up like a balloon.
It's, you know, it's like a... An old, it's like a vintage car.
It is.
You only should drive it on the weekends.
It's like a classic.
And what would weekends be for, like, a space shuttle?
Right.
Maybe once every year or something?
Sure, you leave it in the garage. You only, and it was in the garage for, what, 2 years? They couldn't get the, maybe they couldn't find parts. Where do you buy parts for your shuttle?
If you're stuck out in space and got a part to replace, get in the zone. Shuttle Zone.
This week at the Shuttle Zone, we've got everything you need to fix anything from your Hubble telescope to your X-Wing fighter.
Oh, cool.
Get O-rings, heat shields, fuel tanks, and pay-as-you-go transponders for half price this week only.
Right on.
Need thermal tiles?
Yes.
We've got more tiles than a game of Scrabble. Kitchen tile, bathroom tile, and imported Mexican ceramic tile, nearly guaranteed not to come loose during re-entry.
That'd be nice.
Come to the Shuttle Zone and pick up cool neon blue running board lights and tricked out chrome spinner O-ring rims that will definitely pimp your glide. And that's not all. Buy one teleporter and get the other one absolutely free. We've got holodecks, escape pods, cloaking devices, and deflector shields at rock bottom prices. We've got flux capacitors with prices so low we can't mention them here. Come down to the Shuttle Zone. And thanks to our new Death Star, we promise to blow the competition away.
When you need the picture thrust with the ones you can trust, get in the zone. Shuttle Zone.
Yeah, I need some fuzzy dice for my shuttle. Yeah, shut up.
You guys got a shuttle certified mechanic up there?
Yesterday, Rafael Palmeiro was in the news. He's
right.
A Baltimore Orioles slugger.
The steroid guy.
Yeah, well, we got a new one.
Oh, yeah?
From the Seattle Mariners, pitcher Ryan Franklin was suspended for 10 days Tuesday after testing positive.
Oh, good for him.
Yep.
Man, that's great.
Yeah,
and
couldn't happen to a dumber sport.
Don't like baseball.
I don't like baseball.
I like baseball.
Do you?
As long as the Pirates win.
Well, I got into it a little bit with the Red Sox last year. That was cool. It was a great story.
That was really cool.
500 million years since they last won a series.
It was kind of cool when the Cubs were kind of really doing something a couple of years ago, and that didn't last long.
Yeah.
Now they're back on another 100-year run.
Right.
Paris Hilton news for you, Don.
Oh. Yeah.
Looks like she and Nicole Richie will be teaming up again for the next series of The Simple Life.
Mm-hmm.
Even though they don't speak,
right?
Paris wanted to replace Nicole with Rod Stewart's daughter Kimberly after they had a tiff. However, TV chiefs refused Paris's request.
Well, that's what I heard, that the Fox Network called them in and said, hi.
Yeah, the show's a hit.
This is our show.
Yeah, you signed a contract.
Yeah, see.
Yeah, but I'm Paris Hilton and I get everything I want. I poop diamonds. I'm the Golden Goose egg.
There's so much great reality television on, too. Oh, yeah, Rockstar NXS was on. Let's get a recap.
I don't care how much I've got to spend.
Oh, wow. Who's this clown?
Ooh, I'm gonna find my way.
Oh, hey, hey.
That sounds like he's pooping.
What's he?
Like when you're singing in a car and you're going over railroad tracks.
Oh, that sucks ass. What else we got?
I left and shook his hand.
Oh, God.
I made my way back home.
No!
I'd
rather hear it on the banjo.
Make it stop.
It's like Mariah Carey.
God, that's awful.
Listen to this.
At that.
Oh, yeah.
Your honest video dropped out for a while there.
I want you to want me.
Over. This is the Big Dumb Show, bigdumbshow.com. Call us up, 317-239-X103 or pound 1033 on the Singular Wireless. That's how you get a hold of us here on the Big Dumb Show.
Gonzo Greg and the Big Dumb Show.
It is Indy's fastest growing, most wildly popular and successful morning radio program ever, the Big Dumb Show. Gonzo Greg, Don Stuck, there's Nicole on the...
There to go.
The latex lip service news desk.
Oh, anyway.
How's things over there at the Prada Traffic Center, Don?
Prada?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's nice now, really nice over here.
Mm-hmm.
Smells good, you know.
Where'd that disco ball come from?
There's no disco ball in here yet. I'm not opposed to that.
317-239-X103. Airtime free, dial pound 1033 on the Singular Wireless. How you go?
I go emotionally distraught. How do you go?
You're distraught. What's wrong?
Nicole, you're married.
Oh, God.
Not that that's wrong, but that's like giving someone a Ferrari with no engine and no tires. I mean, that's just not cool.
Well, what if I were to say, and maybe it's true, maybe it's not, it's an open marriage.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's even dirtier.
Oh, God. This is a big, steeping, heaping helping of Indy's number one morning alternative, the Big Dumb Show. Gonzo Greg, Don Stuck, Nicole's over there on the news desk, and you can call us 317-239-X103. Airtime free. It's pound 1033 on the Singular Wireless. Throughout the morning, we will be checking everybody for your party qualifications.
Do you have your papers?
Let's see.
Do you have what it takes to party on the Miller Lite party deck? If you do, then you should call, and perhaps we will get you on the deck.
Now, right now, though, I think that chick's calling. This might be Kara. Kara, are you there?
Oh, yeah.
She'll be with you in a second.
Okay,
guys.
All right.
Sorry, hold on.
All right,
second.
No problem.
That's Kara's people there.
Yeah, Kara's people on the phone. Kara is going to be Miss November 2005, if I'm not mistaken, in a magazine you may be familiar with. It's called Playboy.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of that.
And she's on the phone with us right now. She's actually, I guess, recently done a photo shoot, which is not unusual for a Playboy playmate.
Yeah, that's what they do.
But this particular photo shoot done by Rob Schneider, you know, European gigolo.
You mean making copies, well, guy.
Yeah, that guy.
There she is, a getting naked-nator. Getting a picture taken.
Rob Schneider's got the new movie, European Gigolo, which I think is coming out this weekend. Mm-hmm. And I guess we'll find out from Kara once she gets on the phone.
Hello, Kara.
Hello.
Kara, hello.
Hello. But anyway, as we were saying,
she's
talking
to other DJs.
Probably, yeah. we got tickets for the Miller Lite Party Deck, which is in Turn 4 at Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Truly hallowed ground. I mean, and you don't want to be a party amateur going into Turn 4 at the Speedway. You know, that's I think Miller Lite doing what was necessary to build a deck specifically for partying in Turn 4.
Turn 4 used to be the place to be at the race. That got shut down. They kind of shut that down with F1 coming in and the new track and all that.
Right.
And it really bummed a lot of people. Tens of thousands of people would go there every year. Seriously. And now there's a little place you can still go and still enjoy it.
Yeah.
About three, like church. Infield at the Derby.
Kind of like that.
That's
have you,
it. That's
have you been
exactly
down for
it.
Kentucky Derby? You
no,
done
but
that?
It's the same. They same, say it's the same atmosphere.
Yep, exactly the same
thing.
There's
a bunch of hillbillies down there. Not like here.
Not like here.
Yeah.
At the Brickyard.
A bunch of hilljacks. You know, down here in Kentucky. But
so we'll be checking your party qualifications during the program to get you on the Miller Lite Party Deck Saturday for qualifications at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway for the Brickyard. All right, we're still on hold with Kara, so we'll
catch up with here momentarily. Big Dumb Show, how you go?
I go in a crap truck.
Hey, crap truck guy, everybody. Hey, what's going on, man?
Well, you know, I was hearing about these party deck tickets, you know, and I was kind of thinking, I really need to get hooked up.
I can't imagine having a party on a party deck without crap truck guy.
When we did the party deck at the 500, those portalets were overflowing all over the place.
It was a mess.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, and I got screwed out of Ozfest due to my impending divorce.
So
if we get you in there, can you keep one portalette completely turd free for us to use? I don't want one turd in there.
It's the 3CO. All right. Porta potty.
The turd free. This is a turd free zone.
I don't want any turds in there.
I will hook you up.
Man, we have connections like you wouldn't believe on this show. Stand back.
The Big Dumb Show.
Big Dumb Show, everybody. All right. So from Playboy. Kara. Hey, Kara, are you there now?
I'm here.
There she is! Yeah! All right, so,
I'm here.
Miss November 2005, right?
2004.
I was going to say.
I would be in 2005, too, if I could.
Well, I was going to say, then they're taking these pictures way in advance if it's 2005.
That's right.
Yeah, seriously.
All right, so now, you had a photo session with the European gigolo, Rob Schneider. Look, I obviously I'm not a woman, but damn, seems to me that'd be creepy as all hell.
Yes.
No, it wasn't. He's quite charming. He's really short.
But yeah.
Short guys are studs, so
he's one person you see and you know he's short.
Wow, you may be sharing more information than Rob Schneider would like you to.
Rob Schneider's wee man.
Yeah, he's just short. I think he's shorter than me, but he perfect gentleman and not disgusting at all. It was a riot.
All right, well, that's cool. I've always thought that being a DJ is fairly cool, but man, being a photographer for Playboy,
wow.
Damn, I mean, that's awesome. Now,
yeah, he was wondering if they were hiring that afternoon.
Give up the whole movie thing and do that instead. Hey, now, is that coming out this weekend?
I think it's coming out in a few days, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
No, I think maybe the 12th. What day is it?
We'll figure it out.
In a few days.
Yeah.
We don't know what day
it
is.
I think we had the premiere for it, so I think it's got to be coming out
soon. Yeah.
I got some pictures of her up on my computer here.
Yeah.
Nice socks.
You like the socks and the shoes? I had a cigar in one of them, too. I mean, we were having a heyday.
Now, was he?
Well, it was his idea.
Yeah, I was going to say, now, does he give any of the ideas of what to do and how to pose and all that?
He did everything.
Really?
So, they'd done these celebrity photo shoots before, and sometimes the celebrities come in, they're like, you know, they're not really that into it, but I'm telling you, he was so into it. He knew what he was doing with the camera.
Yeah, I can't imagine.
He really had fun with it, and he had all the ideas about, you know, the styles. And
that's how I plan on doing my photos.
There must, come on, Kara, there must have been one pose that you said, no.
Yeah.
Did it involve bending over and looking back at him between your legs?
Oh, give me a break.
I knew it! I knew that was it!
Position in general is probably the worst, and I don't like doing anyway.
Uh-huh.
He didn't really know how to position me all the time, so he was, you know, asking me to get creative. But sometimes when he would have an idea, I'm like, uh-uh.
Right.
You know, there are, like, areas that are not so flattering in his position.
Ah. Kara, a pleasure to speak with you. Kara's Miss November 2004, and you can see her, of course, on the Playboy website at playboy.com. Kara, thanks for checking in this morning, all right?
Of course.
Take care.
See ya. Greg and the Big Dumb Show.
Hello, hi. My name is Gonzo. Will you be my friend? Please be my friend! That's Don Stuck. Nicole's over there on the fully remodeled news desk here at the Big Dumb Show. You can call us up if you want. And honestly, why wouldn't you? 317-239-X103. Airtime free. #1033 on the Singular Wireless. How you go?
I go in a hatchback. How you go?
I go all right, Pinto Bob. What are you doing?
Hey, I want to talk to Nicole.
Okay, Pinto Bob. What's up?
Yeah, let me transfer your call, Bob.
Right. Nicole, honey. Why are you telling everybody we have an open marriage?
Anybody? That wasn't me saying anything. Well, I'm loyal only to you, Pinto.
Hey, my end's open, but I'm very concerned.
Your end
of you.
Is open?
His end's always
open.
That's what we hear about
open.
You, Bob.
He's got a hatchback, if you know what I'm saying.
It's always open.
And now,
Big Dumb News.
Okay, so there's a big fiery plane crash that happened in Toronto.
Yeah, you know what? You turn on the news and you look at that and you go, oh, God.
That's it.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, my God.
And amazingly, everybody survived.
Yeah.
All 309 passengers and crew aboard an Air France jet survived a fiery crash landing during a lightning storm.
Pretty amazing.
That's, you know, that's how the Roadrunner and the Wile E. Coyote did it. They jump out of the plane just before it hits the ground. Hey!
Well, it wasn't quite like that. It landed and then they got out.
They got out.
And then it exploded.
Then it went down a slide.
The guy that landed it, he basically put the plane in the ditch is what happened. They got it to the ground and then went off the runway and into the ditch.
It sounds like some of the landing gear broke.
Really?
And that it was a pretty rough, steep landing, some of the passengers were saying.
They generally say probably not best to go off-roading in your jumbo jet.
No,
you know? But the good thing is everybody's okay, and because of that, we can let our producer Lenny with his hit new stoner song. Here, this is great. You're going to love this. Producer Lenny, everybody.
We've been out on the road, 309 passengers aboard, riding along on Airbus A340. Toronto is their home, but the plane skidded along the runway, and we thought that they'd all be done. Luckily, all of them made it alive. I bet their seats were probably stained with urine. Canadian Jet Airliner, only minor injuries. Air France Flight 358. I hope we can say the same for the crew of the Shuttle Discovery.
Producer Lenny, everybody.
Just let that guy do the news.
Man, you gotta stop smoking so much, buddy.
Indianapolis Colts center Jeff Saturday missed practice Tuesday because of a strained right hamstring and most likely will not play this weekend in the exhibition opener in Japan.
No! Who are we playing in Japan, by the way? Are we
Atlanta playing? Falcons.
Oh. They're playing Atlanta and Ron Mexico. Ron Mexico,
everybody.
Atlanta Falcons.
So we're not playing like a Japanese team? Like,
no,
Japanese,
would be great.
Wouldn't that
wouldn't
be cool?
It? Yeah.
you killed me! You
put me down!
Sumo wrestlers would probably be a good football team.
Oh, you know
team
what?
Right
you're
there.
Right. That'd be awesome.
Nope, they'd be playing little bitty Asian guys.
Dungy said that the team was awaiting results from an MRI exam to determine what the severity of the injury is.
You are too severe to...
But Saturday will actually travel with the team.
Oh, Saturday's great, man.
Yeah, so he's going, but he's not playing.
Right.
400 pounds, all bicep. Here's the ball, Peyton.
At least five other players, including two-time Pro Bowl defensive end Dwight Freeney, will not travel for physical purposes.
Freeney's hurt.
Oh, is he hurt?
He's got to stay home. He'll be at Benihana's.
No. Asian massage for you.
Is the rally chicken going with them to Japan?
No.
What?
The rally dog's
not
going.
Supporting. Yeah, so the game is going to be on live.
The rally chicken is 100% opposed to all preseason games,
I know.
Edgerrin is,
exactly.
And
no,
as everyone should be.
We're clear on this.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Jude Law and Sienna Miller have reportedly met to discuss their future.
Oh, really?
A meeting?
Yeah, Jude. Yes, you know, this is the guy that was...
Nanny Gate is the...
This is his wife,
Why
right?
Why is everything a gate?
I know.
Why?
Yeah.
Why is that necessary?
I don't know.
So they're going to get together and talk over.
Things over? Yeah, because he was...
Yeah, they're just, you know, exactly, talking things over.
He was humping the nanny, and...
I'd
hump that nanny.
I'd have to jump on that.
Yeah.
Fran Drescher?
Yeah.
She on your list?
Oh, yeah. She's holding up good.
Fran Drescher.
Fran Drescher.
Yeah.
I was having sex with Jude Law.
You know, your Fran Drescher sounds more like the guy from Family Guy than it does Fran Drescher.
Wait, who are you talking about? His or mine?
His.
Mine?
Okay.
Yours is impeccable.
He sounds like Gilbert Gottfried.
What are you talking about?
That doesn't sound like a nanny at all.
Stop it. You're making me hot.
What?
Not you, Don. This is the Big Dumb Show, bigdumbshow.com. 317-239-X103, airtime free, pound 1033 on the Singular Wireless. Checking people's credentials for the Miller Lite Party Deck here at the Big Dumb Show this morning. How you go?
I go repoing.
Hey, it's Repo Guy.
Right.
What's up, man?
Hey, man, I need some tickets to the Party Deck.
Yeah?
Yeah, last time you guys gave them to me, it rained out.
Yeah, that was kind of a bummer.
Yeah, I was looking forward to it, too.
You know what? You're a repo guy. You ought to be able to talk your way in there, you know?
well, I should be able to, but then that, like, takes time and effort. And I have to, like...
And you're a lazy sack of crap. <That's right. laughs> Big Dumb Show, how you go?
I go good. How you go?
All right, man. What's up?
I'm looking to get onto the party deck.
Well, yeah, you and every other man, woman, and child over 21 years of age. what are your qualifications?
I've been training. Been training hard.
Oh, have you really?
Been drinking different sorts and colors of liquor to train the body so that no throw-up will occur under any circumstance.
That's good. So now are you doing the 12, 18-ounce curls, all that?
Oh, yeah.
We're doing the 32-ounce crown rolls.
Whoa.
Then the Cabo Wabo, then pounding the booze.
Impressive.
Man.
And then wash it all down with gallons of Miller Lite.
We're going to wash it all down with giant turkey legs and Miller Lite.
Wow.
There you are. Hey, come here. Come here, buddy.
Buddy up there.
Welcome to the Big Dumb Show. I love you, man. Come on. Let me give you a hug.
Get off me.
Big Dumb Show. Gonzo, Greg, Donstuck. The call's on the newly remodeled leather-studded news desk this morning.
Why'd you have to put the studs on the seat?
Because.
A little pointy.
Why do you think? 317-239-XO3. Airtime free, pound 1033 on the Singular Wireless. How you go?
I feel pretty good. I got lots of party credentials.
Do you really?
Yeah.
How big are they?
Pretty big.
Are they? Are they like D-sized credentials?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Well, I'm liking the sound of this.
Well, one thing is that every Brickyard, a bunch of my girls, we all have a girls' day, no guys allowed, and I would like to bring all my girls down there so we can party with you guys.
I'm liking the sound of this. So
we already have a couple of guys for you to hang out with. You don't need to bring them.
Fresh out of the your naked slumber party, do you guys have like naked pillow fights and all that?
Yep, no guys allowed.
No guys. So you guys do some drinking at this get-together?
Oh, hell yeah. We get trashed.
And do you start to, get a little randy, yet there's no guys around, so, sometimes you just have to make do with whoever's close by.
You gotta make do with what you got.
Uh-huh.
Little grab-assing going on, huh?
We got a pool and bikinis and a bunch of girls and drinking and cooking and
what could possibly go wrong?
Blood man and not a hetero. I wouldn't have to mess with men and all their come and go and all that awful facial hair and yucky machismo. Oh, but she was a lesbian and not a hetero.
Machismo.
Yeah, product, huh? I wish I was a lesbian and that I wasn't straight. I would sleep with women only. Man, it would be great. I could throw away my diaphragm. I wouldn't want to make.
Oh,
she was a lesbian and I wasn't straight. Hey!
Man, my jaw hurts just thinking about it. Hand me my snorkel. Gotta be here a while. I wish I was a lesbian. I'd like to be a dyke. I would hang with Katie Lang, Mel Gibson, take a hike. I think it would be nice to love someone who was alike. I wish I was a lesbian. I'd like to be a dyke. I wish I was a lesbian. That's why this song is sung. It shouldn't have to matter how someone is hung. Other things are more important. Like, how is your tongue? I wish I was a lesbian. That's why this song is sung. Dare Casey Kasem to play this. Just keep reaching for the thighs. Sky, I'm sorry.
I wish I was a lesbian. I know it's sad but true, but maybe I might understand you guys and all you do. But if I was a lesbian, I wouldn't have to! I wish I was a lesbian and know it's sad but true. Hey, I wish I was a lesbian and not a hetero. I wouldn't have to mess with men and all their come and go and all that awful facial hair and yucky machismo. I hate that damn machismo.
Loudon Wainwright III on the Big Dumb Show.
Big Dumb Show.
Hey, Big Dumb Show, everybody. Gonzo Greg, that's me.
I'll be your host for the program. There's Don Stuck, everybody.
Good morning, G-Man.
Thanks, Donnie. Rocket Duddy Storb.
Storm and Donnie Storms in the morning.
Was that your hot rocking DJ name?
Yeah, when I was on another radio station.
Really?
Yeah.
Nicole's in here on the news desk.
Knocking out some Humpty Dance, yeah, you know.
She's done some smooth jazz, too. I don't know. Ooh. Did you have a slutty smooth jazz name when you did the smooth jazz?
I'm glad you asked that, Gonzo, because indeed I did have a slutty smooth jazz voice.
Really? So did you have a slutty smooth jazz DJ name?
Yeah. It was stupid, though.
What is it?
Well, I just changed my last name
to,
I think it was Nicole Palmer or something like that,
because
my German name is a little too ethnic.
You like the smooth jazz, and you listen to it now!
We have ways of dealing with your kind.
I am Nicole Hitler, and you not listen to my song unacceptable.
Yeah, the last name Hitler, not really, not good for any use.
Hitler in the morning.
Can't even use that on the radio.
My last name is not Hitler, as a disclaimer.
Oh, yeah, it is. Fort Collins is to invade Poland in the morning.
Let's see, who else? Who's one of the other great all-time monsters of history? Let's see.
Mussolini.
Okay, yeah, so it's Mussolini and Hitler in the morning.
No. Wow.
Boss the squirrel. Ding, 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 ding.
Finally, the Germans and Italians together again. At last. Yeah.
Yeah, that's that wouldn't be good.
Mm-hmm. Are you Italian, Don?
A bit.
Okay.
Got a pinch.
So we've
got Germans
German
and Italian.
Italian.
Yeah.
And. Irish?
I'd be the Irish.
Oh, we got a good fight brawl going on here.
We got to welcome to
Bring it on.
Eurotrash. Big Dumb Show, 317-239-X103, Airtime Freak, Pound 1033 on the Singular Wireless. How you go?
First of all, I sent you a letter, a photo of what Wonder Woman looks like now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's in your email.
Oh, great.
Yeah, you'll like this. And you know, you're talking about the guys.
Is she using her Wonder Walker?
Hey!
Wonder Walker!
Circling up now. Come on.
I'm Wonder Woman. I got my hump around.
My hip hurts.
Now, news, free news. Check this out.
Again, you've caught me off guard. I'm looking at a picture of the Invisible Woman.
Oh, yeah?
Jessica Alba.
Oh, from Fantastic Four.
Yeah, right. There's a picture of her in a sheer shirt, and you can see
everything?
Her nipple.
Yay! Nice. They are not invisible.
No, uh-huh. But the shirt.
No.
Yeah. The shirt's pretty close
to
me.
The shirt's invisible. That's pretty cool. Uh-huh. Well, it's better than that other picture you're looking at. Jude Law with a...
And his barbell.
With a tree trunk in his pants.
Yeah.
Damn.
Are you a little intimidated, Gonzo?
Well, I just... yes, I was frightened. I really was.
He's got nothing to worry... Donnie, our drummer, has nothing to worry about.
That's true. Yeah, you got to get to the website for Three Chord Orchestra because the publicity photo for the band...
Yeah.
Donnie, the drummer, is...
And I had nothing to do with that.
No, that's real.
He won't,
I didn't touch it up
he
in
won't
any
admit,
way down there.
He won't admit to the fact that he spinal tapped himself before taking the picture.
Yeah, can you believe that?
I don't know, man.
You ever seen that thing that you put on your steering wheel? They call it the club. I mean, you think that's where he keeps his when he goes in the store or whatever.
Exactly.
He's not
right.
Putting it on the...
doesn't put it on the car. No.
He keeps
it
his unit safe.
In his pants.
He doesn't want anybody to drive away with it.
As of right now, shuttle astronaut Stephen Robeson is out there in space. I do believe he is done with the dangling from the 58-foot robotic arm.
So they fixed up the tile thing?
Right. That was only supposed to take about an hour.
Here's the thing. They started off today. You know, they send him a song every morning to wake the shuttle guys
yeah.
up?
Yeah.
And typically, I don't know, maybe we could call up NASA and give them some help with their music selection.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe send them up some White Zombie or some Disturbed or something like that. But, you know, so you're sleeping in space. You're, you know, working your ass off for the man, for NASA. Mm-hmm. And the first, your alarm clock goes off, and you get this. It's the Star Trek theme song from
Enterprise.
Enterprise, yes.
The lamest Star Trek theme song.
Right. Yeah.
It's terrible.
So we talked to that Anthony Montgomery guy from Enterprise, saying your show would still be on if you had a better theme song.
Absolutely.
He was defending it. He said that if you listen to the words,
listen, Anthony. We're men. We don't listen to the words.
No.
There's not supposed to be words in a Star Trek theme.
Yes. Yeah. They ought to lay that on.
Yeah.
Give them the original Star Trek.
Give them the real
theme.
Star Trek. That would be rocking right there. But you know what's even worse is that I may have to side with the Russians on this because when they make fun of our shuttle and all the problem it has, now this, obviously, all they got is AM radio. I mean, what the hell?
Man, they need a new engineer over there.
I think they're still out there now.
Steve's column.
there's a couple safety tethers on the Port Lab slide wire.
Oh. Sounds like he's talking to his NASCAR driver.
Yeah.
His helmet.
Yeah, right.
You know. You need new tires.
We got our NASA scanner, you know, for the race.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah, I got this shuttle drafting a space station to conserve fuel.
Right. Yeah, so he's out there now messing around with the shuttle.
They need a
yeah,
pilot
should,
up there.
That mm-hmm. should be done about 11:48 Eastern daylight time.
They had a pilot named Waltrip or Junior or Biffle, you know. Uh-huh. This thing would be all taken care of.
Trickle.
Yeah, Trickle. Trickle.
Yeah. Saddam's trial is going to be broadcast, it looks like.
On TV?
Yep, right. On TV.
Just like OJ?
Just like OJ.
Yeah.
Awesome.
What's Marsha Clark doing? Maybe she can get in there.
See?
That
she's
little
actually
tramp.
She's a...
Oh, yeah. Oh, Marcia.
Christopher Darden.
She looks a lot better nowadays.
Yeah, she had some surgery and she got her hair transplanted or something. Yeah, now it's not a big weed garden. Now she's got some normal looking hair.
Just keep an eye on Saddam. Make sure he doesn't hop in a Bronco and go driving around.
No Broncos for Saddam.
This is a Bronco free area.
Hi, this is OJ Simpson.
Now get out of here, Juice.
Oh, God.
The Iraqi National Security Advisor, whose name is unpronounceable, said yesterday that Saddam Hussein's trial will be shown live on television.
Awesome. Mm-hmm.
You know what we got to do? Since this is going to be on TV and it's going to be a big spectacle like OJ was, we ought to get a hold of friend of the show, Cato, because Lord knows he's not doing anything.
Yeah.
There you go. Color commentary.
He could be
Cato.
Our commentary guy. Yeah, Cato Kalin with your Saddam Hussein update, you know.
I wonder if Saddam had a Cato. He probably did. He probably had some hang-ons. Like one of his sons, Hussein or whatever those guys.
Sleeping
probably
on the couch or
not alive anymore.
Uh-huh.
Probably not many of the inner circle that's running around loose. Not too many of them.
Yeah, probably.
Probably faces on the deck of cards there somewhere.
I got a couple of those card decks.
Yeah, I know.
I've got two or three decks.
Because you're a
that's
loser.
That's great.
No, I'm not. I just like to.
Yeah, you're a proud American, I know.
All right. Iraqi's national security advisor did say that this is going to be a fair, just trial with a defense counsel in there and proper prosecuting counsel as well.
I'm sure this will be a very fair trial. There won't be any, you know, problems.
Oh! That's exactly what I was thinking.
All right, well, the date hasn't been set, so.
All right.
And Don?
Yep.
Don Knotts is in the news.
He is?
He's
got
still
a new movie?
No, but he is still alive.
Oh, I know that.
But he's just hanging on.
Oh! He's not doing good?
No. Not doing good. His failing health has forced his hometown to indefinitely postpone a parade and film festival in his honor.
Oh, no.
It had been scheduled for August 12th through the 14th in his hometown of Morgantown, West Virginia. There will be three events that go on as planned, including the unveiling of a sidewalk star, the first meeting of the local Don Knotts fan club.
Are you in the fan club, Don?
If I had known there was a fan club, I would have been in it.
How can you not know there's a Don Knotts fan club?
I don't know. Yeah. I didn't know.
And there'll be some displays of Don Knotts memorabilia.
All right, so we'll put him in the death pool, although what'll happen, I think, is that Abe Vigoda will fake everybody out and drop before Don Knotts.
Abe Vigoda's going to go on forever.
This is the Big Dumb Show.
Don Knotts will be more powerful than ever when he dies.
Hey, like Obi-Wan?
You see, Emperor, when I die...
it was a farce, love!
Yeah!
It's a Big Dumb Show.
317-239-S103, airtime free, #1033 on the Singular Wireless Big Dumb Show. How you go?
Hey, you guys were talking about the space shuttle.
Yeah.
Yeah. I really don't agree with the space program. I'm only 17, so I really, I don't pay taxes towards anything.
Right, but so you don't think we should be doing that?
Well, no. They've been sending out messages for outer space, for years.
You know what? I know what you're saying. Yeah, that's the, SETI program?
Yeah.
Search for extraterrestrials.
Yeah. That's separate from NASA.
They got a big antenna. They got a big transmitter pointed out into space, sending messages out to space aliens.
That thing doesn't cost that much either.
They're
not spending billions of dollars on that.
Right, they're saying, why don't you come here and eat us?
No.
Yeah, why would they do that? We don't want them here.
No.
They haven't seen the movies, apparently.
Yeah.
We always say, look, it's going to be E.T. He's going to be cute and fun to hang out with and like M&M's.
They haven't seen Mars Attacks.
That's exactly what will happen, too.
Like I said, they won't come down to flying saucer, remember? They're going to come down to a big Weber grill.
Right.
And then you're all going to go on the grill. Yeah,
into the grill, humans.
Big Dumb Show.
Consul Greg, Don Stuck. There's Nicole. It's a Big Dumb Show. 317-239-X103. Airtime free. #1033 on the Singular Wireless. What the hell is this? How you go?
That's right. Got a Beatles shirt on and your hair's all done up. You don't look the same.
What the hell are you saying?
Oh, I'm talking to some customers.
Oh, okay.
Yo hablo español?
What's up?
It's Shell Guy.
Hey, Shell Guy.
Hey, I wanted to let you guys know something.
What?
So I hired somebody the other day, and she listens to you guys all the time.
Wait
right?
a minute. Wait. I mean, that's great, but, dude, somebody put you in charge of hiring and firing people?
Yes, they did.
Holy crap.
There are four shells that my owner owns.
Yeah.
And all of my friends work for them.
You need to start hiring some work release chicks, man.
I'll tell you what.
Well, no, Don, I got some good news for you. The chick I heard that I hired yesterday.
Yeah.
She's been friends with me for 2 years.
Right.
She wants to know if she can be the Shell Gal.
Shell Gal. I like that.
Yeah, what she look like.
Shell Guy. Now, let me tell you this. The way this show's been going, we might be looking for some employment, so don't forget about us, all right?
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah.
Hell, yeah. Hell, we need to work part-time on the side anyway just to make ends meet.
Right. Well, her name's Abby, and she's got double E's, and she likes Don.
Double E?
Double E's?
She's a hot.
How much she weigh?
she's only 5'10".
Wow.
I like that.
She's only 5'10", so.
Go mountain climbing.
She has her own gravitational field.
The only way you get near that is to get on the shuttle arm. Every time she turns around, it's her birthday.
Stand by for docking. Over.
I rolled over 4 times and I was still on top of her. Ooh.
Yeah, maybe 5'10 meant the weight, not the height.